Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a sunny day across Israel, with warm temperatures greeting those in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasant, ideal for a walk outside. As the sun sets, expect a warm and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has eliminated Hezbollah anti-tank terrorists operating from a mosque in southern Lebanon, seizing their weapons in the process. This update came just in around 47 minutes ago. Also, according to JTA, there was a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul earlier this hour. Turkish officials confirm one attacker linked to a terrorist organization was killed. Also this hour, France 24 reveals that U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran in a single night, dismissing concerns about potential war crimes. Separately, The Forward reports four people, including an elderly couple, died in Haifa when an Iranian missile struck their home. This comes amidst escalating tensions with Tehran. And finally, Axios notes that the Houthis have officially joined the conflict with Iran, launching a missile at Israel. They have yet to close the strategic Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Here's what people are saying online. The Misgav Institute shared a daily brief just minutes ago highlighting Trump's impending deadline for Iran. Ariel Oseran, a reporter, shared that more than 50 targets on Karg Island, Iran's primary oil export hub, were struck by the U.S. earlier today. However, oil infrastructure was not targeted. Eli Afriat, a geopolitical analyst, posted that Trump's ultimatum to Iran has just 12 hours left, warning of unprecedented consequences. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent operations in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israeli forces took decisive action against Hezbollah militants at a mosque location. This move follows increased tensions along the Lebanese border. The IDF's actions aim to prevent further escalation and protect Israeli citizens. Turning to the situation in Istanbul, JTA reveals that the gunfight occurred near the Israeli consulate, which was closed at the time. The attacker, reportedly linked to a religiously motivated terrorist group, posed a significant threat. Turkish authorities emphasize ongoing security measures to prevent similar incidents. Meanwhile, President Trump's remarks on Iran, as reported by France 24, signal a potential escalation in U.S.-Iran relations. Trump's willingness to act decisively against Iran could have far-reaching implications for regional stability. The international community watches closely as the deadline approaches. That strike in Haifa, reported by The Forward, resulted in tragic losses and highlights the increasing threat from Iranian missile attacks. This development underscores the urgent need for diplomatic efforts to de-escalate tensions and prevent further civilian casualties. Finally, the Axios report on the Houthis' involvement adds another layer to the complex conflict involving Iran. Their decision to target Israel marks a significant shift and heightens concerns over the security of crucial maritime routes. On the economic front, first, Maariv reports a shift in investor behavior with a significant move away from stocks towards cash investments in March. This reflects changing market sentiments and a focus on safer investment avenues. Separately, Globes highlights a profit warning from Maytronics, which has led to a record low share price. Members of Kibbutz Yisrael, which controls the company, face substantial paper losses over the past 5 years. And finally, Haaretz Business reports on an Iranian missile striking a building in Haifa. While not a traditional business story, the economic implications are significant, affecting local infrastructure and the real estate market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.